I'm Darren Burton and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. Now, January might mean the start of a new year, but it also signals the return of Council's popular Summer Tunes program. With me to cast an eye over the 2010 program is Summer Tunes event coordinator, Simon Underwood. Hi, Simon.
Yeah, hello, Darren.
Summer Tunes is getting bigger and bigger each year. What's it all about?
Well, Darren, back in 2001, the council of the day was keen for the community to enjoy the atmosphere to be had in its local parks. And to be quite honest, how often do many of us go into our local park? To value add to an outing in a park, council decided to include music. So Summer Tunes was born, originally commencing in three parks. That was Queen's Park, children's play area, from 10 o'clock until noon, Picnic Point Bandstand, from noon until 3 p.m, and Laurel Bank Park, from noon until 3 p.m. As the success of the program grew, Newtown Park, State Rose Garden, was included. So Darren, to answer your question, I feel it's all about having fun in the park.
Well, that's the thing. We have some beautiful parks here in town, so it's an opportunity to get out, obviously, and hear the music. That being the case, the program, we have some wonderful artists performing. Can you tell me a little bit about those?
Yes, Darren, it's a very laid-back affair with beautiful music to suit all tastes.
That's very true. We were discussing earlier that there's swing bands, jazz, of course, good old rock and roll, there's folk music, country music, there's even a brass band playing. Now, these particular musicians are playing in different parks, is that right?
That's dead right, Darren. And in fact, our parks are set accordingly for the occasion. For instance, we have the big bands at Picnic Point, the more cosy family-type groups at Laurel Bank Park, where people there tend to even have a barbecue or kids are playing a bit of cricket while the music is going on. We have our bush ballad Australian music at Newtown Park, and the light-hearted sessions occur at Queen's Park Children's Play Area, where we also have face painting for the children as well.
And I know from looking at our program there'll be some wonderful acts that will be performing across summer.
Here in the region of Toowoomba, we are so blessed to have a wealth of talent. Indeed, we have one band, namely the Jim Miller Big Band, and this is a 17-piece group, and they feature tunes of Glenn Miller, Count Basie, and Duke Ellington. And their vocalist is Bobby Donovan, who accompanied Johnny O'Keefe in the rock and roll days.
Now, I mentioned the Summer Tunes program. All households in the Toowoomba region should have received a copy of that by now. So, Simon, what happens if people haven't seen a copy?
By all means, they can go onto Council's website and view a copy. Also, there is information in the Saturday's edition of the Chronicle about what's happening on that particular weekend. They can also visit a visitor information centre because they have copies of the program. And also, if worse comes to worse, they can always ring Council on 4688 6611.
So it's a guaranteed great day out. Final question, I suppose, Simon, what do I need to bring along?
Well, please bring a hat, chair, sunscreen, and a picnic lunch if you feel that way inclined. And best of all, the activity is completely free of charge.
And thanks for that, Simon. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there looking forward to the Summer Tunes program kicking off. For more information, go to Council's website. That's www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.